Charles Barkley.
But oh, okay. I just thought maybe you were never single digits or.
From a handicap standpoint, yeah. No. Okay. No, not even close. So, I mean, I could. My best days on a bad course, I could shoot high 80s.
Okay. Yeah. That's about where I was.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about where I was. If I'm playing bogey golf, I'm happy.
Right.
A bogey ecstatic. For me is like a par.
Like real bogey.
Yeah. Real bogey.
Not like, you know, like, I missed that second putt, but I kicked it in and I'm just.
No. Yeah. A bottom of the cup or what we call the circle of friendship, which is inside the leather.
Is that similar to the Dance of Joy?
I don't know the Dance of Joy.
You don't know the Dance of Joy?
What's the Dance of Joy?
Is you ever watch Perfect Strangers? Cousin Larry, Balky Bartokomous? This is supposed to be your era of like TV viewing.
Didn't really interest me.
I mean, it's not like All in the Family. I know you're not that old, but it was 80s.
Yeah, I know of the Bronson Pinchot and Mark Lynn Baker, but I don't know the Dance of Joy. I know the Bossa Nova, the Dance of Love.
So you don't know Perfect Strangers, barely. You don't know it enough to know the Dance of Joy. You don't know Ric Flair. Where were you at in the 80s?
I don't know.
Even cable. Perfect Strangers wasn't on cable. That was ABC, network television. Right?
Yeah, no, I was watching Hill Street Blues. Okay. I was watching St. Elsewhere.
Oh, so you were like in a very like deep, morose kind of place.
Those are the things I watched.
Wearing dot colors everywhere.
No.
Wearing eyeshadow.
Like the emo kid? Right. No. We've got Anthony Adams who will be with us talking football and life after an update straight on the other side. So stay here. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday versus Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. The most influential part of the Bears-Packers game this Sunday is that Pernell McPhee and the Bears D will not have to deal with Aaron Rodgers.
Disappointed? No. No, I'm not disappointed. I mean, I hope Rodgers have a speedy recovery, and he's a legend to this game, but, you know, I'd rather play Brett than Aaron.
Brett Hundley, that is, who has one touchdown to four interceptions this season. Bears were without Danny Trevathan in practice today again. Baseball and setting the record straight about the Cubs' Jason Hayward and the peripheral trade talk.
Those are just the kind of made-up rumors that happen this time of year, and you know, it's you know, and this is not against you for asking me because it's news, but it's just the nature of our job today that, you know, someone throws an idea out on a blog or something like that, and now all of a sudden people get asked about it and it's news, and you know, there was no truth to that rumor whatsoever. I don't know where that stuff comes from.
Well, Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer was willing to reveal to Spiegel and Parkins right here on 670 The Score today is that first base coach Brandon Hyde is the new bench coach. He'll be Joe Maddon's new right-hand man. Blackhawks are in Philadelphia tonight. The Bulls host Indiana tomorrow as we get you right back to Pernell McPhee.
Shout out to my dog, Akeem Hicks. Nah, for real.
Seven sacks for him this year. This scoreboard update was sponsored by Zoom Video Conferencing. And with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy care, the medications you rely on, and the testing supplies from all the major brands. It's your one-stop, hey, they actually care about me shop. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park. During the Happy Honda Days sales event, you will not be disappointed.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Stafford's in the gun, looking at first and 10 of the 18-yard line. Play fake, pressure coming. They missed him, and now they got him, and down he goes. Anthony Adams getting this sack.
Snap to Rodgers, back pedal to the pocket, goes to throw, and this time it's taken away. Anthony Adams, and the Bears take it away.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That's right, Anthony did play football, didn't he?
Yes.
I think of him now as just a multimedia superstar.
Entertainer.
Yeah. Entertainer. Oh, yeah. There was that time. He is on Twitter, at Spice Adams, and he joins us now on the Bernstein and Goff Show with Anthony Herron sitting in today on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Spice Adams hosts Inside the Bears. He works for the Big Ten Network. And this weekend, if you're tailgating at Soldier Field, he might just surprise you with a special treat. Hello, Anthony.
How you doing? Everything all right?
Everything's great, Spice. How's it going for you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's up with you, birthday boy? You 50 years old now? 45?
Not quite. But yeah. What's up with the, is it Raisin?
Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran. Have you ever had Raisin Bran before?
What? Yes.
Really?
Everybody had the Sun-Kissed Raisins and crunchy whole wheat flakes. Come on now.
But after
you... I'm going to be downtown at the game this weekend, and you guys already know, like, tailgating is hard work. Like, you wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, get your spot, go down there and set up everything. But what you do is you forget to eat breakfast. So you'll see me around. I'm going to have, like, a mobile game day breakfast cart, and I'm going to have a keg there. Now, the keg is going to be filled with milk, and I'm going to have a cereal dispenser. So I'm going to be around giving everybody Raisin Bran, huh? How about that, man? That's great. You've never seen that in your life. So I'm going to be around there rolling around this cart giving away free Raisin Bran.
You're like Raisin Bran Santa Claus?
Exactly. Exactly. And I got the bill for it, so you already know. But, you know, I got a 4-pack. I don't have a 6-pack just yet. You know, the 4-pack is there. The two other ones at the bottom, you know, I don't know what I need to do for those.
All right, help me with my Bears problem here, Anthony. We started the show, and on one hand, I understand the Bears are 3-5, and I don't want to get too excited about the fact that they're not awful or they're not as bad as we thought they might be. Yet, I still think that they have to win this game. If everything they're saying about their own confidence and the direction that it's all headed and the development of their young quarterback, you know, you look at a should-win game against a raggedy, troubled Green Bay Packers team, I know in the long run it probably doesn't matter, but part of me still thinks, yeah, they better go out there and do this.
I think they can, and I mean, it helps that this is a home game. And then, I mean, you look at, you would agree that Minnesota Vikings, they're a better team than Green Bay. I mean, we had a shot at winning that game. So I think if the defense takes a little bit more risk, whether that's blitzing or whether that's disguise and some coverages or something like that, and we come up with some great plays on special teams, I think we could come out with a win in this game. And the way our defense is playing, I mean, without even blitzing or without taking risks, I think we definitely have a good shot. And then not only this game, the next week we got to play Detroit. So if we could somehow win both of these games, like, we'll be in the mix. I mean, I don't think we have to, you know, be a 10-16 or something like that. As long as we win the division, we can be fine.
So what do you think, Spice, is the threshold then for when it's legitimate to – I'm going to use the word expect, because I'm certainly not at a point yet where I'm looking at the Bears expecting them to win the division or win a wild card and go to the playoffs. But what do you think is the threshold to watch them and think that, yeah, this team is good enough or this division is bad enough where they should make the playoffs from where they're at right now?
I think they have to just use the formula of running the ball, play action. And when they do a play action, you know, it has to be something where they're moving the pocket, whether that's a sprint out or whether that's some type of bootleg or whether that's something creative where they can kind of get Mitch on the move. I think if they're able to do that with the great defense that we've been playing and the great rotation that we have with our defensive line coming in and some of the second string guys come in and, you know, you don't miss a beat with Akeem Hicks leaving the game. I mean, which he's having a phenomenal season anyway, at 7 sacks. But I think if we could follow that formula and get some great special teams play, whether that's stripping the ball, you know, like how we've normally done, or, you know, get a great return from Tariq Cohen, like, I think we could make some noise.
Anthony, in the big picture, there's some concerns about the future of Vic Fangio, whether he's going to look for a head coaching job, whether he would want to work with John Fox again, whether or not he would want to stick around if there's another, a new head coach here. The question I have, how reliant do you see this defense being specifically on the skills of Fangio to run it? Is it at a point where with this personnel and a couple changes here or there that say Ed Donatell could do a representative job with this defense? Could they weather losing Vic Fangio and still keep improving?
I doubt it. I mean, that would be a huge blow. I mean, you think about how he's loved from the players, like how much respect he has from his players, how the players want to go out and run through a brick wall for him. I think that would be a devastating blow to lose somebody like him. And then, I mean, you know, if you look at how they've improved from last year to this year, I think losing him would be a great disservice to the team.
And obviously the Mitchell Trubisky discussion has, you know, led the way for weeks and weeks now since he's been in the lineup. What's your sense for how the defense itself is reacting to the offensive development with Trubisky in there? Because there's times where you see over the years where if an offense isn't holding up there into the bargain, you got a defense that's playing really well, it can create some level of dissension in the locker room. How do you see the Bears defense right now responding to what the offense is getting from their rookie quarterback?
I think right now the defense they trust Mitchell in the game now. You know, at first it's kind of like it's iffy. You don't know what he's going to do, if he's going to throw a pick this first play or he's going to keep throwing interceptions or making bad decisions. But for the most part, he's been a great game manager. And, you know, the defense can go out there knowing that, okay, we just stopped this team and we're off the field now. We're not going to have to go back on the field, you know, for a long time. So, I mean, you never really got – sometimes when we were playing, we would stop the team, come out, we'll stop them three and out, we'll leave off the field, and then it'll be like a pick. Like, oh, my gosh, we got like 15 seconds to get some Gatorades and go get our helmet and get back on the field. But I think with Trubisky, he's a good game manager, and, you know, they've really been eating the clock with running the ball and, you know, doing little short passes here and there. So I think if they stick to that formula, and, you know, the defense trusts what the offense is going to do out there. And, you know, it's not like they're out on the field for a long time. So I think they've been doing a good job with that.
We were laughing before about so many – Bears cannot bring themselves to even say that they're pleased that they're not facing Aaron Rodgers, with the exception of Pernell McPhee, who's like, well, yeah, I'm not sorry that we're not facing him. Isn't it obvious? I don't know why NFL players would be so frightened of daring to say that, of course, they would rather be playing against an untested and probably bad quarterback instead of one of the greatest of all time. What's the fear?
The fear with him not playing?
No, the fear of even talking about it, of acknowledging it. It's like,
just admitting that you'd prefer to play against a bad QB instead of the all-time great.
Right, we're more likely to win with this bum playing.
I don't know, man. You know, sometimes, you know, you look at a guy on film and, like, you already know what you're going to get with Aaron Rodgers. You don't really know what you're going to get with, you know, his backup. So a lot of times those guys have, like, way more to prove than an Aaron Rodgers. So he could go out there and just have, a great game where he's 33 of 35 or something like that. I mean, I remember one time we had a backup for I think it was Tampa Bay, something like that. It might have been Brian Greasy. Brian Greasy destroyed us. I mean, partly due to, you know, him being on the Bears at one point, so he knew, you know, all about our cover two scheme and where all the holes were going to be and things like that. But he destroyed us.
Oh, it's Brian Greasy, though. I mean, it's a little better pedigree, I think, than Brett Hundley. But I guess I understand. I think it's one thing to let it happen. It's another thing to be afraid of talking about it. All right, so once again, you are going to be on a breakfast delivery cart, and you're going to have a keg of milk.
Yeah. Keg of milk.
And just to
That's
be,
a new one.
We're talking about Kellogg's Raisin Bran here, right? Because it's the actual term Raisin Bran is not a specific term for anyone. Other companies also have Raisin Bran, right? So this is Kellogg's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to be giving that out to people. you know, rewarding them for all of their hard work and setting up their tailgate. And so they get some raisin brand from me.
And what do you, because you're kind of known for some of your costumes with folks who follow you on social media at Spice Adams. Are you going to be wearing anything in particular? Like, are you going to have a keg on as you're kind of roaming around the
dressed
parking lot?
Dressed in one of the California raisins?
Right. I mean, what should we expect folks to see?
I got some special Kellogg's Raisin Brand gear. I mean, that's exclusive. It's only for me. Only for me. It's tailor-made to fit.
Just custom fitted for the Spice.
If you look on the tag on the inside of it, it says Spice. Like, you don't even have a size. It's my size.
Spice, good luck with everything. Have fun on Sunday, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem, man.
Hey, Spice.
Anthony Spice Adams, brought to you by Volvo. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. Yeah, I had to look it up because it was in 1944 that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit found the name Raisin Bran could not be appropriated as a trademark.
Huh.
Because they said a name which is merely descriptive of the ingredients qualities or characteristics of an article of trade cannot be appropriated as a trademark, and the exclusive use of it afforded legal protection.
Even if folks just yell TM when they say Raisin Bran, that doesn't do it?
No, you're not allowed to do that. So because there's Kellogg's, there is Post Cereals Raisin Bran, and General Mills has Total Raisin Bran. So if literally you're saying it is raisins and it is bran, that means all you're saying is what it is.
But bran itself is a brand of grain, correct?
No, bran is an aspect of a wheat kernel.
Okay.
Right? As far as I know,
I avoid it, so I'm not sure. If you want to ask me about pizza and steak and encased meat, I can be an encyclopedia of knowledge for you, but bran is not my bailiwick.
Okay. Just got some news here. There is a press release that I got in my mailbox that said a major announcement is going to be made by the Chicago Bulls and the city of Chicago. And according to an ESPN report, it will be that the Bulls are hosting the 2020 All-Star Game. All right.
That's something.
Black Super Bowl coming to Chicago.
Yeah, there's not going to be any Bulls players in it.
But it's a party, though. It's,
well, you know what? By then, marketing, maybe. We'll see.
The NBA All-Star Game, when the NBA All-Star Game's in town, it's...
Yeah, it's like Atlanta shows up everywhere that the All-Star Game is at.
The entire city, Atlanta and Las Vegas, right? Together, come to your city.
Just certain parts of Las Vegas. Like, yeah, you know, certain areas of the Strip. Like, not all of Las Vegas is Black Hollywood, but it's certain sections of it are.
And speaking of the NBA, I have a dubious statistical achievement that is possible. There is somebody chasing history in the NBA, and not in a good way.
Mm.
We'll explain next on The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm!
So you want to win the warm? Listen to the Molly and Hanley Show all next week, starting Monday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At 670 The Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Remember when Chicago Bull Bobby Portis caved in the face of teammate Nick Mirotic during a practice before the start of the season? Portis made his season debut on Tuesday night and came up huge. 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 assists off the bench. Meanwhile, according to the Chicago Sun-Times, teammates are siding with the puncher and not the punchee. According to several players, the ultimatum issued by Nick Mirotic, either Bobby Portis goes or he goes, carries no weight. If anything, it has solidified Portis' standing with his teammates. That can't feel very good. You get your face shattered, you miss the start of the season, you say it's either him or me, and your teammates say they'll go with the guy who shattered your face. How terrible must they see Nick as a teammate if somebody punches him in the face and the guys side with the guy doing the punching? Hearing that from your teammates has got to feel like another punch in the face and a kick in the junk. I'm Jim Rome.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Did you know 90% of homes are under-insulated? If you can see the joists in your attic, it's time to start insulating. Get to the Home Depot, where you can save on winter heating costs by saving on new insulation. Whether you need fiberglass, cellulose, spray foam, or someone to help you understand the difference between any of them, the Home Depot has the insulation to help you get the energy savings you want. Get insulating by getting into the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
The Fall Asleep Sale is on at Mattress Firm. You can fall asleep even easier thanks to Mattress Firm sale going on right now. And this is a special version of that sale. For a 72-hour sale, Mattress Firm is saluting veterans with 25% off with a military ID. And also, when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you're going to get another mattress at 50% off. And there's over 15 queen mattresses available, all priced under $699.99. You can find a Serta Memory Foam Queen for $474.99, Beautyrest Firm Queen for just $399.99. And for right now, for this 72-hour sale, 72 entire months of sleeping interest free. 0% APR for 6 years. So it's you're planning your weekend. You know, you've got a lot of driving. You're going to be out, you know, for the next 72 hours. You know exactly where you're going to be traversing and all the Mattress Firms in between here and there. Just stop into one of them or stop into all of them. It's up to you. Talk to the mattress professional. Get this thing customized just for you. You get your old stinky mattress out and your brand new mattress in at the Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
.com/events. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and Goff Show. Anthony Herron is here today, sitting in for Jason Goff. Tomorrow, Barry Rosner and I are going to be out, and we have things for you. We're easy to find. The big jewel with a big parking lot, right at the intersection of Clybourne and Diversey, right there where Cabrini Green used to be.
Okay.
And we have Bears-Packers tickets, thanks to the fine folks at Miller Lite.
It's a hot ticket?
It is a hot ticket, and you have an opportunity to win. We have all sorts of other stuff that we're giving away, too. Swag and things and stuff for you. By the way, the big news, if you're just joining us, 2020 NBA All-Star Game is going to be here in Chicago. That's the kind of thing you like. I think it's awesome.
I mean, I guess I like it. Sure.
Yeah, sure you do. All right, so I mentioned that somebody is chasing dubious basketball history.
Curious about this.
Okay. Right now, Lonzo Ball.
I thought that you might be going that direction.
Really? Okay, this is
uh-oh, not... welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Okay. This goes, and you know, I consider myself pretty knowledgeable about NBA basketball. Mm-hmm. This one I did not know. Right now, Lonzo Ball is averaging 12 field goal attempts per game. He's not making enough of them. Because his current field goal percentage is 295. Okay? If he continues at this rate, it will be an all-time NBA record since the 1946-47 season for the lowest shooting percentage among anybody attempting at least 10 shots a game. Because number two, the all-time record, it's a tie between 1951-1952 Don Bovan of MLH? What would that have been? Not Minneapolis.
Milwaukee.
What would MLH be? I'll have to check on that. He shot 299 and averaged 10.1 shots per game. In 1950s. The Milwaukee Hawks? Okay.
Is that a guess or is that confirmed?
Yeah, 1951-52 Milwaukee Hawks. Also at 299 is Woody Salisbury of the 1960-1961 St. Louis Hawks. Was that the same team? Did the Milwaukee Hawks move to St. Louis and take bad shooting with them? Because then they moved to Atlanta. Wait a minute.
So what's
that? That was Bob Pettit's team.
What's the
right?
Dead ball era of basketball? We got to separate these numbers in some fashion.
No, Lonzo Ball is shooting 295.
We need to even if he doesn't like if he's not worse than them than Willie and Skippy from the '50s and sixties.
No, Don and Woody, not Willie and Skippy.
Yes, that's still it's very similar. That was very close. Okay. Even if he doesn't worst them, I was going to say best them, but right. Even if he doesn't worst them, mm-hmm. I think this is still be some sort of a modern record. Because at a certain point, the dead ball era ended for the NBA, and then things got kind of high-flying, and you had the Afros and the striped socks and the Converse. That wasn't going on in the 50s and 60s. I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, like 1968. Maybe that was the end of the dead ball era.
I have to look
at
scoring numbers. They've gone through some fluctuations as far as scoring goes. By the way, you're right, 773. I'm sorry. I meant division and not diversity. I know. Clyborne and division. I misspoke.
I forgive you.
Thank you. I misspoke. Indeed, we are at the Jewel at Clyborne and Division, because it's where it's there. I want to say, is it Seward Park right there near Orleans? You know exactly where it is. It's easy to find. And the great news is that there is ample parking available. And
somebody's going to win tickets.
Yep.
The Bears might win a football game against the Packers.
They might.
Most of you haven't seen much of it lately.
Want to actually go see that game. But boy, yeah, I would try to look at scoring numbers, but. That all I had is those top three for you, but that is some colossally bad shooting.
Really, Lonzo Ball. Like the ball Bailey had, I think like the seams in the ball were very different back then. I'm going to start.
Well, there were laces at one point.
Making stuff up about old basketballs, but they were very different. It was squishier. It was like it was kind of like a big beach ball. It was being thrown with two hands into a. You know, I'm going to make stuff up, but it was very different back then. That to me was definitely the dead ball era, the 50s and the early 60s. I think once you get kind of either late 60s or early 70s, I want to start coining.
Well, when the ABA started and they actually were
live ball hooping era at whatever point that began. We need to determine when that
Mr.
began.
Mr. Pouty Pants said the dead ball era would be when only bad white players were allowed to play. Well, and did you see the block that Marcus Smart put on? Lonzo last night?
No.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to look it up?
Lonzo thought he had a clean layup and went right up there.
Incorrect.
And out of nowhere, Marcus Smart
corrected him.
Put it right back. He's like, oh.
Course correction near the rim.
There's a man up there. How did he get there? I did not expect him to be there.
Me.
Yep.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday versus Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. A major announcement forthcoming from the Chicago Bulls, the NBA, and the city of Chicago. It'll go down tomorrow afternoon from the United Center. And here's the spoiler. It appears that it will be to announce that the 2020 All-Star Game in the NBA will be at the United Center. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, scheduled to be there along with all the Bulls bosses. Bears ball happening at Soldier Field Sunday against Green Bay, and the Bears may be inching closer to being without linebacker Danny Trevathan, who missed a fifth straight practice today because of a calf injury. Kyle Long gave it a careful go today, working off a finger injury. The Cubs have a new bench coach, promoting from within by naming first base coach Brandon Hyde to the gig. Blackhawks have a look-alike in tonight's opponent, Philadelphia. Both teams with identical records, 7-6-2, to make it 16 points apiece for the two teams as they'll go at it in Philly tonight at 6. Back to the Bulls, Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez are questionable for tomorrow night's home game against Indiana, though both did practice today, unlike yesterday. NFL tonight here on the Score, Seattle at Arizona. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for high-quality oil change, tire rotation, or manufacturer-recommended service. Stop at Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com and catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
I wouldn't want to defend him, that's for sure.
Irving again. Oohs and ahs from the crowd. Manages to get the ball back. Putting on a show with a ball handling. Layup is good. Oh, what a play from Irving.
He was pretty special, and he is out there. Yeah. He is putting himself out there in a way that is telling the world, I'm much happier here than I was where I was before. And they're a solid team. They're well coached. They are well balanced. And the 630 says, not that this is a new thought, but what about Lonzo Ball's shooting at any level had people thinking he could shoot? And the 312 says, the amount of scoring has nothing to do with shooting percentage. Whatever era you want, as long as you took 10 shots a game. Mm. Yeah, it's an individual guy taking at least 10 shots a game and making less than 30%. So I think that point is probably pretty well taken.
That's a fair point. But at least on layups, layups became much closer to the rim at a certain point. So I guess that might go more to where my brain's at with it, just where things in basketball became far more athletic than they were in the Cousy era.
Well, and also you had to dribble by just like patting the back of the ball.
You had to have a flat palm and you couldn't switch. There was no crossovers allowed. And you couldn't switch to the opposite hand. You just had to repeatedly just pat the ball with a flat palm over and over again and hope that the defense made no attempts. I mean, zero attempts to steal it, because if that happened, then all chaos.
Or you literally had to turn around and dribble in the opposite direction. you couldn't get through guys by putting your hand on the side of the ball, the back of the ball. Pretty much if you brought a referee back from the early 60s, he would call carrying every single time down the floor.
Well, his head would explode first.
Well, right.
He may get one call in, and then his head would explode because he'd what's happening?
What's with the giant shorts?
what's with the laundry bags you guys are wearing? What's going on out here?
It'd be that time, like in The Sopranos, when Feach LaManna got out of prison, and he had been in there a while, and he was interested in the new ways that the strippers were grooming themselves.
I was picturing more of a Red from Shawshank thing, where he finally gets out after he's been institutionalized. I was going more of that route. Sopranos, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't go well for was it, who was the first guy before Red? Red did better.
Oh, who was the older guy with the bird?
James Whitmore Brooks. Was the, Brooks.
Brooks. Brooks was here.
Brooks was here, yeah. Old James
then
Whitmore
Brooks was gone.
With his pants pulled up to his nipples.
Brooks, dead or alive.
The actor? Oh, he's gotta be dead.
You think so?
James Whitmore?
What?
20 years ago,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
But at a certain point, people just kind of stop. Like, there's certain actors who stop aging. Like, Sean Connery is somewhere looking exactly the same as he did 20 years ago.
James Whitmore died in 2009.
Oh, that was longer ago than I anticipated. That was like right after the movie came out. Well, no, the movie was what, early 2000s?
No, I didn't know. He won a Tony, a Grammy, a Golden Globe, and an Emmy.
It was
nominated for two Academy Awards. He is not an EGOT.
That was all posthumous.
Yeah, frequent. No, was it?
Yes, it was.
Frequent crossword puzzle answer, EGOT. How many can you name, right? It was Rita Moreno.
Are they all female?
Mel Brooks. Is an EGOT? No, people want Emmy, Grammy, right. Oscar, and Tony.
I can think of Whoopi Goldberg. She's EGOTed.
She has?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did she win an Oscar for?
She won a Best Supporting Actress for Ghost.
She did?
She did. I mean, which was a semi-travesty because she should have won for Color Purple. So then it was kind of like, she didn't win for Color Purple, so let's give her one for Ghost. She was good and entertaining.
All right. I know there's more than that. There have to be.
It should be.
Here you go.
EGOT SNL, because she should have hosted Saturday
Richard
Night
Rogers, Helen Hayes, Rita Moreno, John Gielgud, Audrey Hepburn, Marvin Hamlisch, Jonathan Tunick, Mel Brooks, Mike Nichols, Whoopi Goldberg, Scott Rudin, Robert Lopez.
Robin Lopez, you said?
Rolo.
That's exactly what popped into my head. I didn't realize that.
Robin Lopez is Sweeney Todd.
Brooks got to be next.
Demon Barber.
This Follow segment Brooke Lopez.
Brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics, lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. Top of the hour, we're going to get into some of the Jerry Jones stuff with New York Times writer Ken Belson, who was the guy breaking the story about this lawsuit that apparently, we'll ask him. We want to find out if this is just Jerry Jones thrashing around and acting out, or if it's the part of something larger, whether it signifies anything or it's the part of some kind of plan. We'll ask him about that and more just after 5. You will want to hear that conversation. Keep it here. You got the score.
Bears fans, so now that Mitch Trubisky and the Bears are coming back after the bye week, do they have a shot at a W against the Aaron Rodgerless Packers? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home.
On the U.
Get your gift giving taken care of ahead of time and also get yourself something good would be my suggestion. This is perfect because you avoid the malls and the lines and the crowds. And I have seen this package and it is a fabulous one from Omaha Steaks. It is called the Family Gift Pack. And I've been getting Omaha Steaks truly all my life. My dad grew up in Omaha. The family has known the five generation owners of Omaha Steaks going back almost to the five generations. I mean, truthfully, the five generations here. So Omaha Steaks has always been a thing. This is a thing here. For $49.99, the family gift pack, you just have to go to omahasteaks.com and enter Dan B in the search bar, and that is 75% off. So you think, well, that kind of sounds like a lot of money. It's not when I tell you what you are getting. The most flavorful, tender, aged beef that's aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. And this special savings is just for you. So for $49.99, you get this. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and they're throwing in four additional kielbasas for free. Every bit of that for $49.99. And the only way to get it is to go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar. It will take you right to that special package, the family gift pack, and you get a 75% savings. It's the gift guarantee.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Light up your bedroom with lavender. Pinel and Max Aroma's Lavender Multi-Purpose Cleaner leaves a long-lasting, lively lavender scent that makes your room radiate. Clean bright with Pinel. Available at Walmart.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Race fans, if you want to get the experts' picks for the upcoming Breeders' Cup races, then visit cbschicago.com/Tito's and tune into the Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, hosted by the Score's Brian Hanley and Eric Barland of Tito's Handmade Vodka, two guys who know the ponies. Eddie Olczyk joined the guys to talk Hawks and Breeders' Cup, and Brad Biggs covered Bears. It's one packed show. The Sports and Racing Roundup, presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Sharp Vision's best offer ever, $1,500 off your procedure. I don't scramble for my glasses anymore in the morning, and now I'm the one
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, my body is
ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Hey, Chicagoland, do you need new tires? Go to CarX Tire and Auto for the lowest...
Man. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He needs a 48 to tie, a 49 to win. The defending slam dunk champion, Michael Jordan. If he were to win this, he'd be the only two-time winner in the four-year slam dunk competition. Larry Nance won it. Dominique, Spud Webb, Jordan, and Michael is backing all the way to the middle of the backcourt. Now he's going to the baseline. Well, the crowd lets you know what they think of it. Now we will wait for the judges. A 48 ties, a 49 wins.
Michael Jordan scored 50.
They gave him a 50. They gave Jordan a 50. He defends his championship.
Remember when we thought that stuff mattered? That was 1988. There you go, Tanny. Did this come out in 88? I think that's right. A little bomb squad action. Jordan got bailed out in that competition. But that was the slam dunk contest, the last time the All-Star game was held in Chicago. And Dominique won that contest.
Well, it felt like a big deal because the stars were in it back then. That makes a huge difference, you know, when you actually know who the guys are competing in it.
Still, I mean, it was also before every dunk had been done and before Cedric Ceballos and his fake blindfold and D. Brown and his pumped up kicks and all that stuff. And, you know, there's a little bit of creativity still left. The guy wants to drive a car out there or somebody wants to, you know, jump over somebody famous or somebody like that. But,
well, I mean, the stuff people are doing now, I mean, just even compared to 30 years ago, I mean, like Zach LaVine was that people are just, he's on a different planet from anything that was happening in the 80s and 90s.
Well, and Aaron Gordon too. I mean, you have in-game dunks that blow away old contest dunks.
Yes. And it's not even close. Like, it's
in the game, in action, in traffic. With guys punching you and undercutting you and hanging on you. You got stuff like that happening in real NBA action. Look at it every night. Like it's in my Twitter feed. The NBA sends out. These were the 10 best dunks from last night. And I'm pretty desensitized to dunks. Mm. And I get more excited about great passes.
Because of your vast history with all windmills you threw down.
Oh, sure. No. there was a time. Uh-oh. Let the record show.
Okay.
There was a time after I bought the strength shoes that worked. Do you remember them?
Well, I think I know where it was like it was supposed to make your ankles or your calves.
There was
stronger.
A huge pod in the front. Some college teams all wore them during warmups and worked out with them. They worked. If you worked out three times a week in strength shoes, a friend and I, they were $100 and they were the dumbest looking things you ever saw, but they worked.
I had a buddy who wore those and it was almost like a reverse high heel where it was like your heel would be on the ground, but then the balls of your feet and your toes were elevated, so it would force you to just basically walk on your toes all the time while you were doing athletic endeavors.
And the calf muscle just turns into like this giant heart shape.
Yes.
And the thing is, once you stop using them, it goes away immediately. But there was a time that I could, and anything I could hold, I couldn't dunk a basketball, but I could dunk a tennis ball.
All right. So you were like the white or the Jewish Spud Webb.
Yeah, but it was. I mean, it's not that impressive to dunk a tennis ball.
Well, for you, it is.
It was a big deal for me.
Yes, it should have been.
It was fun, and it didn't really translate to being good at basketball. But it was, a nice little parlor trick.
Neither did it for like Harold Miner or any other majority of slam dunk champions out there.
And the problem was that the pickup games that we played in college on Central Campus had oftentimes real players there. Like I told you, I got dunked on by Rodney Rogers at one point when he was a high school kid with a body like you could not, like the first thing, he would get out of the car and he wouldn't have a shirt on. And it was just like...
just because, like no real reason.
Right. And then he would pick up four guys and run.
Shirts, skins,
right,
skins.
Always, no matter what. And he'd pick up like a guy in tuxedo pants and a guy smoking the 100s in between games, wearing
it was completely unfiltered,
like penny loafers with no socks, and they'd win every game. And if you were like one of the Duke students that was playing there, if you hit two shots in a row, you were automatically called Paxson.
Yeah,
no matter what, that was just get the ball to Paxson. What's up with Paxson? Somebody check Paxson.
Not even Mark Price.
Oh, no. Paxson. No. That was every single time, wherever you were, somebody would refer to you as Paxson. And then there was.
He was the guy.
Then there was a time.
Yes, they won.
I was.
Like Rocky Maziata.
I was guarded. The time I was. We're talking about shirts and skins. I don't have ever told this story before. I had to guard a guy that had like 14 vestigial nipples.
Wait a minute.
I'm not making this up.
Yes, you are.
I am not making
that
this up.
That does not exist. It's not a thing.
It totally existed. I guarantee you a doctor can verify this. And I looked. I'm like, what is with this guy? And it's before everybody had tattoos all over. So immediately first you think, but I swear to God, he looked like a cephalopod. Something went wrong in his development.
And he was cool just walking around shirtless.
Right. I wouldn't be Skins if I were the guy with 14 vestigial nipples like on his shoulder, on his arm, on his back.
What's the movie? Did you see the Ben Stiller movie where he's playing Shirts vs. Skins with this big super hairy guy?
Yeah.
Was it Along Came Polly or something like
right,
that?
Right, because he's a germaphobe, right?
And the sweaty hairy guy jumps up for a rebound or something.
Yeah.
You just see it all just slide over Ben Stiller's face.
Billy Paltz, the Whopper. That's what he's... Yeah. Who told that story? Somebody said that he would set a screen and try to get like your head in his armpit when he came around. He'd be like, get away. That guy's disgusting. Billy the Whopper Paltz.
If there's any footage of you dunking a tennis ball, I would so love to see that.
It existed.
Yeah.
I don't know about footage.
Congratulations on that.
But it went away real fast.
We had a teammate. This is a guy who, because I'm, you know, a Bolingbrook guy. And for Bolingbrook, it used to be divided up where Bolingbrook High School could only handle like 2,000 students, but the town was just growing, just tens of thousands of people. So some of the people went to Bolingbrook.
Before
some of the
people Drew went Peterson to started Vail. Murdering half.
Yes, and then everybody scrammed and left town. So a lot of the students ended up having to go to Romeoville High School instead, and then some of the other private schools or Catholic schools in the area. I was a Bolingbrook High School guy, but we had one of our friends from the neighborhood who we went to middle school together. This guy named Latrell Scott, and he ended up going to Romeoville, but he had a lot of below the rim game. Like he could handle, had a few post moves, but he just couldn't jump at all. And his dream was to like be in the NBA one day, but he just couldn't, for whatever reason, there was just no lift. He would attempt to jump and he, you know, thrust his arms into the air.
Latrell Scott's a good basketball name.
I used to do the full like NBA intro for him. I still do it to this day. Whenever I see him, Latrell Scott.
Yeah.
And just I would do it for every time because it was such a good basketball name, but he just could not jump at all. He wore those flight shoes everywhere he would go. He'd be in the layup line. We'd be out balling somewhere. He'd warm up with them on. Then he'd come out there and he still could barely touch the backboard. I mean, he had so much game on the ground and just could not get up in the air at all. So his NBA dreams were dashed at a very young age.
How far did he get? Did he play college?
No. He kind of made the varsity team-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, at Romeoville.
But. This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. I know you have a flight to catch, right?
I do. I got to go to Salt Lake City.
Have fun. I've mentioned before, if you want to get in trouble in Salt Lake City, you can get into trouble in Salt Lake City.
It's just
who to ask.
It's a watered down trouble, but it's available.
Yeah, unless you buy like a 10-day license that gives you access, you pay a fee to be a club member, whatever they call it, and then you can get the real drinks instead of having to drink the near beer.
Oh, just a club for alcoholic beverages.
Correct. Okay. Or even what we would call a bar.
I was talking about some freaky stuff.
No. They have a designation. Certain bars are referred to as clubs, and if you actually pay a fee for a temporary membership of that club, it allows you to, instead of just being somebody off the street, you're sort of a made guy and you can drink the real stuff.
You're automatically Mormon in this club?
Or the opposite, allowed to drink, I guess, in this particular case. So travel safe.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for sitting in today.
Yeah, it was fun.
And after the top of the hour, we're going to have a conversation with Ken Belson of the New York Times about Ezekiel Elliott and Jerry Jones, all the latest and everything that's going on to try to figure out.
Sorry, I'm missing that because that's going to be good.
Yeah, there's all sorts of political palace intrigue happening in the NFL right now. We're going to break it down for you on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
You're hilarious.
Hear that? Thinks I'm hilarious.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc is back.
Open the window. I'm about to turn up the heat.
And he's never been better.
I am maturing into a silver fox. And what is more attractive than a silver fox?
A young, healthy fox?
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
Nothing. I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yes, tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you are like I am, you start to hear Ezekiel Elliott news and you're completely lost because you can't remember which court, which injunction, if denied means he's unsuspended or suspended or unsuspended again. So, I don't know. We're going to have some help in figuring that out. And more specifically, the role of Jerry Jones, where Jerry Jones has gone from NFL flag bearer to maverick to now legal firebrand in the mold of Al Davis with his threats to sue some fellow owners if Roger Goodell is going to get his contract extension. It appears